Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's John back at it with another one. I had to re-record this thing, so that's why we're gonna post this late. This is still gonna come out Sunday today. What is today? 12/19. I'm still dropping this G thing. Mark my words, and I'm gonna got y'all before Christmas at least one more. Today's topic, man, is about stop giving yourself at a discounted rate. I probably call it D on discount, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, Mac Dre lyric came to me when I had thought about this. Where I got the concept was I remember my homegirl going on, no. Matter of fact, not even my homegirl. What was it? Oh, this girl I had met, online dating type thing, was a part of that community at one point in time. You know what I'm saying? Moved to a new place. But so, we meet up, and I just wore a button down jeans and some, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I was probably wearing kicks or... Yeah, I was probably wearing kicks at the time before I got into my boot game. And she thanked me and was like, oh, you know, thank you for actually, like dressing up or whatever. And in my head, I'm like, this ain't even dressing up. So, mind you, I think she was originally from the East Coast. You know, me, I'm from that dub. I'm from the West. You know, and in California, bro, you gotta dress correctly, right? Cause you're not getting in no spot underdressed, which is very different from the South. Cause, bro, I swear to God, jeans shorts are the Southern national pants of the South, bro. However you say that, I swear to God, everybody wears jeans shorts, right? But out here, you kind of get the play different. So I asked her, I said, what do you mean? And she was like, well, my last day showed up in slides and I think hoop shorts. And I was like, what, word? I was like, you still went out on a date with him? And she was like, yeah. You know, of course, they didn't go well. The homegirl, like another one, her dating experience has just been trash from the way that people said to the things that she's been done and them being appreciated. We talking about from going hungry to make sure somebody else is taken care of and, you know, the things like that, which is a good sign of love. But at the same time, if a person's consistently not showing that they appreciate you, then what are we doing it for? You know, they say love is supposed to be a two-way street or 50-50. And I'm known for driving up that street. I ain't gonna say two-way street, it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? I forgot how they say it, but all I know is I'm definitely known for driving up the street wrong way when it comes to this, right? But stop giving yourself at a discounted rate. Some people don't like to talk in terms of business, but you could draw a lot from business in this sense. And one thing that kind of stuck with me and I've learned to carry myself throughout these years is treat yourself like a brand, right? Treat yourself like a brand. What do you represent, especially on face values, before anybody else gets to know you and stuff like that? And when they dig deeper, how you carry yourself, how you act, how you respond to others, and all these different things, do they represent what your brand's about? All right. So, to take another example, you know why you'll still buy Nikes at a discounted rate? Because their brand is so strong on what they believe in, especially in the sports world of being, you know, a very athletic performance shoe that even if you buy it at a discount rate, you know that you got a good deal and you're going to be, whether you'll still treat that good deal as if it's something else. Just like, and they've tied themselves to other like names, right? Like big names. We're talking about like athletes and stuff like that. So when they do give themselves at a discount rate, you don't think cheap in mind. Cheap in taste, cheap in mind. Vice versa, right? Walmart is known for giving you, and this is how they scheme you too, but don't stop buying it, I got stock in here. But Walmart's known for giving you stuff at a very discounted rate, at a low price. It's not necessarily a 99 cent store rate or a Dollar Tree rate, but you know that you're gonna get a good price on something. And how do you treat it? You treat it horrible, right? Like you treat it. So what makes you think that people won't do the same thing to you? Right, because I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you $1.50, right? Bruh, if I got you on a discounted rate, don't try to raise the standard up on me in the middle thing. Not saying that you can or you're supposed to, but if I still treat you the same, you never know. So like, if you were to ask me what's mine, like I'm not gonna lie, I'm a pretty package, but I'm for the rough and rugged. The fellas feel it and the ladies love it. Like, But my thing is, I carry myself to a T, and no matter what, though, I try to represent, like I said, my belief system, my purpose, all this stuff is kind of in package in this one thing. So when, no matter how I look, sometimes even on the outside, when you come to me, know that I'm going to have confidence. Like, I especially towards the end of my college years, I used to dress bummy, and I did landscaping up there for a little bit. I would wear regular clothes that I didn't care about, go to class, be looking dirty and everything, sit in the front of the class, do my little 1-2 and everything. Why? Because my confidence, just to let you know, I'm on a million, like, I'm wearing Team Jordans, all kind of stuff. Not caring, right? Still walking around, head up high. You learn that your situation doesn't define you. You define you. Circumstances happen. People are going to go through some ups, some downs, this, that, some that you may be a half one day and a half not, vice versa, or endless rotation of the two. But who are you? What do you represent, and what is it for? So, if we're talking about people in terms of people, don't let nobody talk to you any kind of way. Not necessarily do you gotta go throw hands, because like I said, not only am I, again, a frequent resident of Grudgeville, USA, the short temper in me, like, if you keep talking to me a certain way, I'm not gonna wanna talk, and these hands get to flying, bruh. Remember, the taper may cost, but the fade is free on everything. So, like, how you talk, tone of voice, different little things. When you start setting up boundaries, you let people know that you have value. If I was to ask you your worth, what would you tell me? I think I asked you this in another episode. You start thinking in financial terms, but no. What are you worth? Are you not worth me taking the time to understand you? Making sure that my tone of voice doesn't go away. Making sure that if something gets too heated, that I take the step back and maybe, like, you know what, hold it on. And you have to do some of these same things too, like draw that line, make that boundary, because respect is respect. If it's getting to the point where me and you are not, we're communicating, but we're no longer listening to understand, but listening to be right, listening to have an answer, just arguing for argumentative sake, which I got family that does that to me. So I want to keep that in mind too. What's my value? What's my worth, right? What's my standard? I didn't have to put on a reach distance in family before. I used to do it just because I didn't want to put up with you, and I'm like, I could cut you off, you know what I mean? Like, people were expendable. Now I do it for peace of mind, because one thing about me is, if I've ever said I love you, the love has never went nowhere. But how I choose to express it has changed, because you know what? If we're going to keep going down this path and it either becomes toxic or we're just running in circles, I'm cool on you. Being cool on you doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means that right now, since we're not seeing eye to eye, one of us got to kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? And since you're a lot of my life, there's some rocks that need to be kicked. You know what I mean? And you're going to take that position for me. So when it comes to relationship, boundaries, being able to say no. One thing about it too, like, when you have a value and you set a standard for yourself, remember, when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So keep in mind what you're saying no to, and vice versa. When you say no to something, it's easy to start saying no to these bad relationships, financial situations, all these things. Because let's say, relationship, if I say yes to you instead of saying no, what am I saying yes to? A headache, peace of mind, a restful night, right? If I say no, what am I saying yes to, right? Or what am I saying no to? I'm saying no to no longer having to walk through my own apartment or your apartment on eggshells. No to dreading a phone call from you. No to going on a date that I don't want to go to. If it's family, showing up to family events that aren't really family oriented, we're doing it for show. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing it for show. I'm saying no to you no longer trying to get in my head and downplaying the things that, like, the achievements that I've done, or potentially saying no to, like, having to actually entertain something for you, trying to stifle my dream. I'm saying no to asking permission from you because I'm about to go do it myself. But I'm not saying no to love. I'm just saying no to, like, I'm not taking that no longer. I'm not taking all that comes with you. If we want to engage with one another, it's going to be on mutual terms possibly, or I got it to a point where I could do it on my own terms. Know that it's not going to be a one-sided thing, but if the stuff starts going another direction, we want to slip back into them old habits? No. right? The financial things. Whenever you start chasing money, right? Like, again, stop giving yourself on a discount. What are you worth? That 9-to-5 that you can hate, right? That you dread going to. Because I quit one of my other ones, so we going on that note. I can actually talk on it now, for real, for real. But what are you saying no to? You're saying no to getting up earlier than you want to go to a place that no longer serves its real purpose. You're no longer learning from it, because that's what you're saying to no to, too. You're saying no to somebody that's captured your ability to grow. You're saying no to that. So now you're saying yes to, hey, I could take the time to either build on myself on a self personal development level, on a self-development level, or maybe I start learning a new trade. I start learning how to invest. I start learning personal finance. I'm saying yes to all those things while I'm saying no to, hey, being underappreciated by a person who feels like they have the right to appreciate me in whatever way because they pay me. That happens in some places. Side note, some of y'all are not getting paid because you're undervalued. Some of you guys are not being an asset. I just want to put that out there. I forgot I haven't touched on that topic yet either. And I probably should soon, because I've been avoiding that for the longest. But these are the things that you're saying no to. What else can we look at? Oh, chasing money. So you'll put profits over your passion because you can't make a profit off of your passion unless you do it right. Because some of you guys, your passion may be, you may like art, but you're really not a skilled artist. You're really not the best drawer because you don't take the time to really pursue your passion like that. And because you can't make a profit off of that, you start to go, maybe I'm not passionate about that. Whatever you're truly passionate about, you'll go back to. That passion is what's sitting there telling you, no matter what you're doing, no matter how many times you stop going to it, that you sat there, return to it somehow. You constantly think about it. You remember the glory days that have now passed because you let them pass. And you chase money instead. When you realize that, you know what, that your passion is bigger than the profits itself, you understand what direction you kind of need to have. So when you say yes to profit sometimes, you're saying no to your passion because you can't make a profit off of it. You're trying to kill a piece of you that's never going to go. So you're saying no to yourself, ultimately, to who you are. You're saying no to your soul. Right? Your soul's going to speak louder than what you think it is. And the cool thing about it is, whoever you believe in, again, we could go through the different religion standpoint or the spiritual aspects of it or whatever, but whoever you remember that it's constantly told you and try to move you in a certain direction, but you being stubborn and hard-headed, you said, nah, bro, I'm going to do this because it's not working. It's not how I think it looks. You know what I mean? Like, I give the example of being an actor or actress. We think big screen. But you could be, what if you act for the love of it? What if you do Broadway or just plays in general? What if you do TV? What if you act in somebody's music video? What if you act in a local, whatever it is, you keep doing it. Because did you start this because you wanted money, or did you start this because you loved it? Because who you are speaks to who, like, it speaks to who you are. You're a thespian. I think I use the right word. Don't know. Not too sure. On a musical tip. Like, bruh, trust me, I love music to the death of me, but I love rapping, right? But I also love music for what it is. Like, if I could own my own music store, that'll probably get there. If I could mentor the next kid, I love music. But again, you're talking to a person that hustle, because poverty brings pain. It leaves scars on you. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people that bear them scars. But I took the wrong route. Like, or at least I feel like I took the wrong route. The route was wrong for me. Maybe it is right for you. I don't know. But I was talented. I don't know what you are, bro. And this ain't big headed. Ask about me and Caesar. Nah, but when we talk about profits, and that's what I'm saying, so we go back to what the topic is of giving yourself at a discounted rate. If you're not moving in a way that everything exemplifies what your mission in life is, what your purpose in life is, what your brand is about, who you are about, what you stand for and stand on, then you're showing the world and giving them something of less value to them. And then as the world begins to treat you like that, you're wondering why, or you're getting mad that they're treating you like that. It's because you're treating yourself like that. You're discounting yourself, so I'm gonna discount you and treat you like a discount. You are a bargain bin person to me. The world's gonna treat you like you're a bargain bin, and you can't be mad. Up your value. Become an asset. Move with purpose. Move with intent. Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. Like, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. Hope you enjoyed. Love y'all.